the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here back live tonight and every night. When we're not working on a TV show, I'm not trying to go Hollywood on you, which is what I was accused of by somebody on Twitter. What are you going Hollywood? I said, no, I just like to eat. That's all. I enjoy a salary. You know, I don't mean celery, bud. I mean salary. I like getting paid. So, you know, I take these side jobs. In any event, we're back here live, and our number is 877-876-7445, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That is the strong right arm, the online presence, the World Wide Web, the worldwide headquarters of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And with a backstage pass, you can be watching our live-streaming video in HD in full, beautiful color. And behind me is the rolling surf of the Pacific Ocean as we broadcast from the El Pacifico each and every night. You can also check out our souvenir shop. If you don't want to get a BSP, at least get yourself a hat or a mug so you don't look completely naked out there. Tonight we have possibly Doug Danger joining us to talk about the evolution of St. Patrick's Day away from being a religious ceremony or a religious holiday and now is getting more and more secular. We're going to start things off here this evening with Pastor William Renick, a very good friend of our show, and the pastor is the spiritual shepherd there of Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. There's other really fascinating news in our News and Information Hour. One of the items, Jason Russell, the young man who made the Coney video, a beautifully done piece, albeit quite. Some people are now saying a bit on the propagandistic side because much of what he talks about in that film is outdated and it seems a bit emotionally manipulative. Or maybe they're just saying that since he got arrested today. That's right. Jason Russell, the author of that beautiful piece on the poor children of Uganda and their kidnapping by this man, Coney. Mr. Russell was arrested in San Diego today by San Diego police in the Pacific Beach District of San Diego. His clothes were off. He apparently had been performing some kind of a sex act. And I'm not kidding. And all in all, pretty bizarre. And we'll talk about that. Pastor William Renick on the line with us. And Pastor Renick, you got some news sometime this week, I guess, that it's possible you're going to see the Kardashian family there at Joyful Union?
That is correct. As far as I know, Phil, I can't speak right now, but I'm excited to be able to tell you and tell your listeners that we might have the Kardashian family here and the Jenner family, Chris and Bruce Jenner, at Joyful Union. One of the reasons why this may happen is because I've been a very good friend with individuals who are intimate with that family, and I think it is a great testament, the Kardashian family, a great testament to faith. This is a family that, as you know, they lost their father, Robert Kardashian.
Right. He was the first attorney that O.J. called.
That is correct, yes. He was a criminal defense attorney. He was a man that put together the dream team. They lost their father. But since that time, the family has pulled together, and they are a family of faith. And I'm hoping to see them. But even if I don't, I think it's a wonderful time for me to speak in a homily or speak to you tonight and to others about the power of faith in your life. And if you embrace God, you know, God can do anything.
Yeah.
He can do anything. And look at the Kardashian family. God is so great. Look at how, if you look at that family, how wealthy they have become. Kim Kardashian has more money than quite possibly her father was able to earn in his lifetime. And her father was a very successful man, you know.
She's got a lot of businesses. Yeah.
Well, she's got a number of businesses. She has, as you know, she's got fashion. She has perfume and jewelry and so on. She also has her television show. She produces, I think, two television shows. This is what God can do. And when I read Kim Kardashian, Khloe, and Chris, the family, when I look at their on the Twitter, you know, sometimes I go to the Twitter, you will see them talk about, isn't God great? Isn't God powerful? When you look at the money that they've got and the things that they're able to do. You know?
Well, when we talk about, you know, it's very interesting you're talking about this, Pastor Renick, because I've been talking on my show of late about the differences between the earning of money and the pride in what it is you're earning that money for. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So money in and of itself has kind of become the goal.
That is totally, totally correct, Phil. And that's why I am very proud to say that when I look at the Kardashian family, that's a family that has their substance to their faith. So, in other words, they're not just saying, I want to be rich, you know, I'm going to make money, going to make money, going to make money. But they say, I want to be rich, and I want to make money. But look at, I go to church, and you know, God, praise God. So they give God acknowledgement. And I've often said to the people in our church, or whoever, you have to stop at least once a day and say, see all this that I've got, I thank God for it. And then you can move on. It doesn't have to be something that's a big display. Just at least once a day, especially when there's people talking to you, especially when you see people following you on Twitter, if you want to call, you know, you talk about Twitter, or if you're just there in the world, you know, just at least once a day when someone says, you have a lot of money, you're very wealthy, remember to say, oh, I praise God for this.
And well, that sounds a little fake.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, that's right. I got to remember to praise God for this.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, if it is something that you just thought of, if it is, even if it's something that you don't really want to say at that time, say it anyway. Even if it's something that, for whatever reason, you might be having a bad day. You might be having a very difficult day. And someone says, you have an enormous amount of wealth. And it would make you sick at that moment to say, oh, yeah, God help me. Say it anyway. Say it anyway.
And why would it make somebody sick to acknowledge God's?
Well, no, I'm saying it would. I don't think it should. But if you're having a bad day, let's face it, Phil, you're having a bad day. Sometimes it's difficult to say anything or do anything. But you've got to say, God help me get this. Otherwise, people are going to think that you're all about just money, 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 money. You got to make people believe, and yes, they should believe it, because it should be true, that you got your wealth because of your faith in God, or at least you got your wealth because you got it, and now you're saying, but you know what? Now I know God is going to have a hand in helping me keep it.
And had a hand in helping you get it.
Well, not if you did not pray to God. If you got the wealth yourself, you can't say God helped you get it. You can't, because if God wasn't helping you at the time, you see what I'm saying?
And you mean if I'm out there and I'm a non-believer and I make a lot of money, and then I become a believer when I have all of this money, I can't say God helped me get it?
No, you can't say that because you did not pray to God for it. But what you can say, God's going to help me keep it. But no, you got that money on your own. God didn't help you. You did not pray to God for it.
That's interesting. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Pastor William Renick on the line here as we talk about, you know, being wealthy like the Kardashians. He's got the Kardashians maybe coming to his church this Sunday. They're very wealthy, but they always mention God at some point in their description of their day or their life. 877-876-7445 is the number, 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you can watch our live-streaming video of the show. We have Pastor William Renick with us, and we're talking about money and faith, and the Kardashians in particular, who may be paying a visit to your church this weekend. Very wealthy family, a family that acknowledges God in their lives.
Well, and that's almost to every person, too, Phil. You talk about Chris Jenner, Bruce Jenner. Robert Kardashian, Khloe and Courtney and Kim, all of them talk about God. And that's so, when they talk about their wealth, and I don't know if you know just how wealthy, they are very, very wealthy people. They're very, and the other young lady I think is even a better example is Snooki from that Jersey Shore. Now, regardless of what you think of Jersey Shore, this young lady, Snooki, her real name is Nicole, is very wealthy. She has more money, if you can imagine this, the young woman who's barely out of her 20s, if she is out of her 20s, I don't know. And she got more money than most adult men listening to this program tonight will ever have, not only in their life, but if they live two lifetimes, you know. So why is that? That's what I ask myself. Why is that? How is it that Snooki had more money than most adult men who work very hard? Well, it's because she thanks God for her good fortune today, even though she did not really believe in God when she was getting, you know.
And so when Snooki, we're talking about Snooki of Jersey Shore, who's got all kinds of things going for her, promotional things and so on and so forth. You say she didn't believe in God when she was getting it.
No, she didn't really acknowledge God in that time when she was on Jersey Shore and she was getting all that money. So God didn't really help her with it then. God helped her keep it, though. And it's the same thing with the Kardashians. They didn't really believe in God, and they weren't very all that religious, you know, when they were making the money. But now that they've got it, now they understand that God helps them keep it. And to acknowledge God is also very important, because people can't say to you, well, look at you, you're all about money. Because you can say, no, I'm not all about money. I thank God. God is great. And I'm rich. And look at how rich I am.
And well, there's something about all of this that seems a little dishonest.
Why is that?
Well, if you're telling me that they're acknowledging God so people will see that they believe in God, do they really believe in God?
Who are you speaking of now? You're talking about the Kardashians?
Like the Kardashians.
Phil, this is the point that I try to make on Sundays when I'm talking to people. If you are a very wealthy person, if you've got a lot of disposable income, and you are particularly young, so that means that a man or a woman twice your age, you could basically buy or sell them if you wanted to. You could buy them and sell them. Now, that's a lot of power. So you need to acknowledge God.
But do they have to believe in God?
I think when you acknowledge God, you will come to a belief in God.
So what you're saying is, if a young person like a Snooki or one of the Kardashians has a lot of money, then they should acknowledge a belief in God so as what? Not to anger?
Yeah, because there are a lot of people that are going to be offended and hurt by the fact that a Snooki or Kim Kardashian or Ryan Seacrest or P. Diddy or one of these people has so much money. That they could get a grown man twice their age to do anything they wanted him to do. They could pay him enough. Now, that's having a lot of power over somebody. And you don't want people to react negatively to that. So you need to acknowledge your belief in God. And that's why I say...
What I'm saying is, okay, acknowledge your belief in God. You said that you don't have to believe.
Well, I'm saying you have to publicly state your belief in God.
Yeah, but do you believe in God?
You ask them if I believe in God.
No, not you. But I mean, if a person says, I'm very, very wealthy and I acknowledge my belief in God, they don't necessarily have to believe that.
Well, look, the reason why you're saying it is so that people will not be hurt by the fact that you're 25 years old and you can buy and sell them as if you own them, as if they were a slave. People take that very hard. You know, people who don't have money take that very hard. So you can soften the blow by saying you thank God for all your wealth. Now, you may not believe in God, but by beginning to acknowledge God, you get people off your back a little bit. I shouldn't say off your back. But
See, that's what I mean. It sounds fake.
No, it's not fake.
When you say getting people off your back.
Well, I didn't mean to say. What I'm saying is, if you acknowledge a belief, and if you say, tell people I believe in God, and God help me get this money. Yes, you are going to get them off your back so they're not saying, look at you, you got all this money and you're godless. They can't call you godless because you just said you believe in God.
But you don't believe in God.
But you can begin the process of believing in God by just saying it over and over again. The worst case scenario is that people are going to get off your back and quit bothering you about not believing in God and all the money. You see, I've got money. And the same thing with no matter who it is.
Well, I'm not a religious man.
Well, Philip, and that's something that I appreciate you acknowledging, because you're not a religious man. You can't judge what I'm saying.
Right.
You can't judge what I'm saying. If you went to church, if you were religious, if you had a belief in God, God Almighty.
Yeah,
I'm talking about God Almighty. You know what that means, don't you? Bill, you know what that means?
Yes, sir. Yes, Pastor, I know what it means. The creator of heaven and earth.
You better believe the creator of heaven. A whole lot more than that. Now, you may not believe in him. And if you are rich and you have enough money to buy a man and his wife and his children and make slaves out of them, you better acknowledge God's place in your life sooner or later, because people are going to start to get very resentful of the fact that you got enough money to make them do what you want them to do. And some of the things that you can make people do when you got money, you know as well as I do, are embarrassing, they're disgusting, they would sacrifice a man's self-esteem. And yet people will do it for the right kind of money. You could have them do that. So I say acknowledge God, and people won't fear that you're going to give them enough money to make them do something that is depraved, that is as depraved and despicable as anything the devil would make you do.
I don't see how that is even germane to what we're talking about. Well, I mean, I've got so much money, I'm going to pay somebody to do something depraved.
But people fear that from the wealthy. We fear that from people who've got money. I will tell you this, and I'm a preacher, and I believe in God Almighty, and I gave my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. And yet, I can tell you this one. Kim Kardashian, it's possible, Phil, she could give Pastor William Renick, me, enough money, because she's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful woman. And I fear that Kim Kardashian would pay me enough money where I would willingly engage in the most debauched, despicable, and vile acts with that woman in a sexual, you know, on sex. See what I'm saying?
You mean you have no faith at all in God?
I give my life to God.
Well, then why would you worry that she'd pay you enough money to make you do despicable things?
Because I'm a man. I'm not God. I'm a man. I try my best. But when I think of Kim Kardashian, and I would be able to resist her because of my belief in God, but if she were to pay me money to engage in the kind of activity that you would only see in a filthy, I shouldn't even talk this way, Phil, but you'd only see it in a filth-strewn movie from Europe or something, you know.
Well, why are we talking like this?
Because I want you to know what the temptations are. And I want to tell you how appreciative I am that the Kardashians, Snooki, Ryan Seacrest, these other people, are very wealthy as a result of giving some credit to God, even if they don't really believe God has anything to do with it. Because what they're doing is they're giving God good publicity, you know, and spreading the word about God.
Well, all right, Pastor William Renick with us. I think there's an awful lot that you're saying here, and I'm listening very carefully, that somebody who is interested in becoming more, I guess, spiritual would have a hard time with.
Give me an example.
You know, well, I mean, the example would be like, even if I don't believe in God, I'm going to say I believe in God so that I keep people from fearing that I can buy and sell them because I'm so wealthy. Those are the things I'm talking about. All right, we're going to come back here with Pastor William Renick, and your phone calls at 877-876-7445 as he discusses the Bible, wealth. And if you are wealthy, is it important to really believe in God or to just say you believe in God so that people are impressed by how you gain and keep your wealth? 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me, Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. As we're talking about the Kardashians and people who go to church. Actually, we're not talking about people who go to church. We're talking about wealth.
Well, we are talking about wealth, Phil, because we have, in recent years, we've seen a new kind of entrepreneurial wealth in this country in the entertainment business. And because we are located in Southern California, because my church and many of the people that I know are located in Southern California, we deal with this new kind of entrepreneurial wealth. The Kardashian family is a very wealthy family. When they gain the money that they've got, they were not believers in God. But they now acknowledge that God helps them keep that wealth, you know.
So because they didn't believe in God, then God didn't help them get it.
No, God's not going to help you get. If you don't believe in God and you become rich, you become wealthy. That's because you became rich, you became wealthy. God didn't help you do that. But you can get God to help you hold on to that money by simply telling people that you believe in God. You may not believe in God. That's not important to God. God doesn't care whether you believe in him or not. It's how you witness him. Are you witnessing that I tell people I believe in God?
Do you believe in God?
Do you ask if I believe in God?
Yeah.
Well, there are days when I do, there are days when I don't. There are days when I think there's no God at all. But I never, what I say is...
See, I've never heard a preacher talk that way. Are you sure that is scripture?
I'm telling you that's human. But I always tell people I believe in God. There are some Sundays I will stand, Phil, in the pulpit. I'll stand to give a homily, stand to give a sermon, and I'll say to people, I believe in God, I love God. And now, on those days, I may not believe that there has ever been a God, that there's no God in heaven, and that the world is ruled by nothing but darkness.
You're kidding.
No, but the point, that's not the point. You're missing my point. The point is...
Well, you're saying as long as you say there's a God, then it's, you're witnessing God.
Yes. Yes. Doesn't matter if Kim Kardashian believes in God. If she says she believes in God, then that gives God an extra reason to protect the wealth, the enormous wealth and money she's got.
877-876-PHIL, the number here, 877-876-7445. This is Tom. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Pastor, I feel like if I say that I believe in the tooth fairy, suddenly that's going to change me holding on to my wealth. I mean, just because, and again,
I didn't say anything about the tooth fairy. I didn't say nothing about tooth fairy.
You did make a point, though, about that God doesn't help you make your wealth. But suddenly he has an interest.
Not
in
if you don't believe in him. If you don't believe in him.
You didn't say that. You said God does.
Yes, I did.
Help you.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And what you also said after that was that God will help you keep your wealth. So why does God take an interest?
If you believe
in
him,
keeping your wealth. Why does he?
Well, I already explained all of these things, Phil. Do I got to go through it again?
Well, maybe he wasn't listening.
I said, God, if you don't believe in God, then he's not going to help you. But once you gain your wealth, and once you have your wealth, then you should acknowledge God because he will help you keep it. That's I'm using as an example the Kardashian family. Now, hold on. I see you're not listening. You're not listening to me. Hold on.
Okay.
I said that's how the Kardashian family is wealthy, and Snooki, too.
You're saying that Snooki didn't believe in God until she made her money, and now she acknowledges there's a God.
That is correct.
And that helps her hold on to it.
Well, yeah.
you get a circle talk here? It sounds like you don't acknowledge the fact that God really either has no interest or he does. And you're saying he has no interest prior to the person obtaining wealth.
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't know why you're not listening to me. I said if you don't witness God, he's not going to help you. If you do witness God, he'll help you.
What if I do?
But if you don't?
What if
you don't witness God, then he's not going to help you. Now,
so in other words, if you're broke. I was going to say, Tom, if you're broke and you don't say, I believe in God, and then you make money, God didn't help you get that money.
How God can help you get that money when you didn't ask for his help? You don't believe he exists. You don't want him hanging around. You could care less. He didn't help you get that money. You did. Now you're rich. Now, for some whatever reason, maybe you are sick, maybe a child died, I don't know. Suddenly now you want to acknowledge God. He will help you hang on to that wealth.
Even if you don't really believe in him.
That's right. Because, you know, it's difficult to believe in God for some people. It's very difficult. Some people have been through so much that they never believe in God. Like Stookie, like this guy, this kid Ryan Seacrest, has been through hell. Ryan Seacrest says, thank God, I know for a fact he doesn't believe in God.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if you witness.
I find this utterly fascinating that God really cares about our checkbooks. I mean, you can't bring your money to heaven, right?
Why wouldn't he? Well, but what you can bring to heaven is a belief in God. And if you're happy, like the Kardashian family is very happy.
Well, you know, okay. Thanks, Tom, for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Maybe we're being confusing here, you know.
What I'm saying is very simple. I mean, what am I not saying? I'm speaking English.
Well, it confused that gentleman. It's confusing me a little bit. If you're saying that...
What I'm saying, Phil, is so easy that that's why you and that gentleman didn't understand. I'm simply saying that if you say, if you're rich, and you're rich, you got to acknowledge that God helped you get rich, even if he didn't. See? And you don't have to believe in God. That's the number one thing that I think's hanging you up.
What do you mean you don't have to believe in God? That, to me, would seem like the most basic of things.
Look, I told you, I had the hardest time in the world believing in God because I came from a place of deep sin, depravity. And I know I can slip back to that depravity at any minute. When I think about, as I said to you, for instance, if Kim Kardashian come to my house, she knock on my door and she said, I've got some money for you if you want to make a dirty, you know, I'm going to say it to you, Phil, because I know she said, let's make a dirty movie, here's some money. And I said, you make it with you? She said, yeah. I would have to pray and pray and pray. And I wouldn't be praying for God to help me. I'd be praying to, I hope there's a God. Because in some days,
I can't believe that a pastor doesn't believe in God.
I did not say that I don't believe in God, Phil.
Well, you said there's some days that you don't.
Yes.
And if Kim Kardashian offered you enough money to do a film with her, a dirty movie, you'd have to pray to be told there's a God.
What? What did you say?
You know what I'm trying to put it in a way that my audience is going to understand.
I'd have to pray. Yes, I would pray and say, please, do you exist? Please, you know.
Not will you help me with this temptation, but do you exist?
Yes, yes. This is very common. Happens all the time. It's nothing to be afraid of. It is and always has been a part of the human condition.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Okay, here is Denise Grover, Larry's mom. Hey, Denise, how are you?
Hi, Phil. I'm wonderful.
And this is Pastor Rennick.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Pastor. My son is a friend of Mr. Henry's and is on this program.
Yes, ma'am.
I am curious. My husband died 12 years ago, and he died from an embolism. It was a stroke that went very quickly.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much. But my question is, he died while he was having relations with another man.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And the other man he was having the relations with was our Presbyterian minister.
Oh, my Lord.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. But I remember his last words. And they were actually a question that he was asking this man, Donald, who was the... He said, can I get into heaven gay? And Donald said, you're asking the wrong guy, because he was caught in this situation.
Did you walk in and find him, ma'am?
I did, yes.
I've never heard this story.
Well, it isn't one Larry's going to tell. But when Larry's father was dying, he said, can I get into heaven gay? And the minister that he'd been having relations with said, you're asking the wrong guy.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I would say yes, he's in heaven, because in his own way, he asked forgiveness for his adultery, which is really what we're talking about.
Oh, you don't think it was a gay?
No, ma'am, I don't think. Oh, you asked? No, I don't think God keeps gay people out of heaven. Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, well, that's not what... All right.
That's not what you've been taught?
No, I've always been taught that gays... no matter how wealthy, are locked out of the gates of heaven. They are kept on the street. The streets of heaven, see?
No, ma'am. Gay people can get to heaven. Rich gay people, in point of fact, will get to heaven faster if they acknowledge and participate.
Don't see, now you're getting into some weird stuff.
No, I'm not, Phil.
Yes, you are. You're getting into this whole idea that if you're rich, you get into heaven faster now.
But he's gay.
If you're gay and you're wealthy, I feel you get to heaven faster, because God got a lot to prove when it comes to gay. And
well, you know, you got an interpretation on God and how God behaves that I just don't know that anybody has. Denise, nice to talk to you.
All right, so it's been good talk.
That's Denise Grover, Larry Grover's mother. We're going to put Pastor Renick on hold. We'll be right back here. 877-876-7445 is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Do you have to believe in God for God to work in your life? No. You know, if you're rich, will God help you hold on to your wealth? Yes. If you didn't believe in God when you were working for that wealth, did he help you get it? No. A lot of weird stuff we're talking about here. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and Pastor William Renick is on the line with us as we discuss the Kardashian family almost being at your church this weekend, which got you to thinking about this whole idea of wealth, correct?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely correct, Phil, isn't that the Kardashians visiting Joyful Union Congregation, this basically means one thing, that the Kardashians adhere to or subscribe to my belief. That you don't have to believe in God, but you must acknowledge God, and the Kardashian family is so rich, that by acknowledging God, I believe God has helped them expand their wealth into areas that they have yet to even be aware of.
All right, 877-876, Phil, let's go over to Chris. Go ahead, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. And let's go over to Thomas. Thomas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just giving regards to you and as far as the pastor. I understand as far as
the
Kardashian comment that you made, but you have to look at it. God is unbecoming of money as far as any type of monetary system at all. You have to understand as far as him.
Well, I don't know what you mean unbecoming of money. What does that mean? What does that mean unbecoming of money? See, all I'm saying is this, that when you rich, now you got to listen to me, you got to listen to me. When you rich and you say all praise to God, then you really rich, you know, then you bona fide rich.
But you're looking at money, sir, as if that's something that God made or something that God honors. The thing
that God
blesses you with is something far greater than money.
Why wouldn't God honor money if he said render to Caesar, render to Caesar the thing what is Caesar, and the thing.
You know, one of the things I notice about you Christians, you never shut up. You talk over top of each other.
Wait, hold on, Phil.
No, you hold on. Every time I hear two Christians arguing about something, they always babble over each other. That's what you guys are doing right now. Both of you guys are trying to prove you're the holier man.
Now, that's insulting for me. That's insulting for this man.
I don't care if it's insulting. Every time it happens, when I get two people that think they know the Bible, they never have any respect for each other. They talk over top of each other. They're rude. They both are trying to impress the listener with how holy they are. I've noticed it with the caller, the same thing with you, Pastor. So what's the point of me listening to you guys? You're confusing me. I don't know what either one of you is saying. Neither one of you makes any sense.
I've been telling you that Jesus...
Yeah, I know. You've been telling me, and this guy's saying something else. What are you saying, sir?
All right. Sir, you are absolutely correct. If we are...
What are you saying? All I'm trying to do is to... I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm asking you to tell me, what are you trying to say?
I mean, what I'm trying to say is... I mean, Jesus or God doesn't care about...
You don't need to listen to him. You need to listen to me.
Will you... let? Yeah.
I understand what the pastor is saying as far as the Kardashians when they gain the money and then they have to honor God. But God has already blessed them with that blessing of the money. See,
Understand
that money is not even his issue. He doesn't care about the money.
But he blessed them with the money. He blessed them with the money, see?
The initial thing for God to see is that you prosper as a person. He built you into a whole different type of individual, different from anyone walking the earth. So you're...
And what I'm trying to say is this. What I'm trying to say is this. See, you got to let me talk, Phil, because I'm the preacher.
Yeah, I know. You're the preacher, so you think you've got the last word on all of this.
That's right. You didn't hear what I said when I said that if Kim Kardashian offered me enough money to have a dirty movie with her, I'd have to pray to God to save me from that. Now, are you honest enough to admit to that yourself, sir?
But, sir, your walk with God should have already been strong enough not to even place yourself in that type of environment. If you
I wouldn't place myself.
Then you have to walk
come up,
our whole purpose, sir, as individual.
If she comes up to me and says, let's make a dirty movie.
All right, okay. Thank you very much, Thomas, for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. It's bad enough listening to you, Pastor Rennick. But it always happens, you know. Every time we talk about religion, here comes all these people with their version of the Bible.
What's wrong with talking about the Bible?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't think, you know, one of the things that I don't think you guys, you Christians, understand is most of the time you turn people off with your boring recitation of what's in the Bible, because generally it's boring. And
you call me boring.
I'm not necessarily calling you boring, but these long, drawn, blah, 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 the Bible, and the this, and the that. And this guy did say one thing that I did hear him say, and I think is right. Your walk with God, right?
My walk with God?
Yeah. In other words, aren't you supposed to be strong enough? What do you mean if Kim Kardashian offered?
I said to that man, and he wasn't honest enough to say to me, if Kim Kardashian offered to make a dirty movie.
If Kim Kardashian offered to make a dirty movie with you?
Yeah. Oh, listen to that. With you? So that's too weird to imagine. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to get the I'm not saying anything about it. I'm trying to get the scenario here. You'd have to pray for strength.
Yes, I'd have to pray for strength. And that's not an unusual admission. And that man tried to make me feel small. He tried to make me feel real small.
Well, look at...
Oh, that man tried to make me feel teeny-weeny. Then I don't have to walk with God. I walk with God. I stroll with God. I trot with God. I jog with God.
Well...
I run with God. I distance race with God, and I cross country with God.
I understand.
I wind sprint with God. And I do that stair thing, but you know how to run up and down. I do that with God. I do it all with God. I do cardiovascular with God because I want to make sure that God's strength is with me. But you can't tell me with a straight face. You can't stand there and look at me without holding your breath, squinching your eyes, spitting your food out, or milk shooting out of your nose that a Kim Kardashian said to you,
Let's make a dirty movie. You got to call God.
All God? What, am I iPhone?
I mean, pray to God. I understand. All of that I understand. But what I don't understand is that you don't have to believe in him in the first place.
You can't. I mean, I'd be lying. And most people are lying when they say all the time, every day I believe in God. And if Kim Kardashian came to my front door on the very day that I didn't believe in God, and she said, how about you and I hooking up? I got $100,000 right now.
That's never going to happen.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say.
How about you and I hooking up? Here's $100,000 to make a dirty movie with me, and it happens to be the day that you don't believe in God.
Yeah, then what do?
I guess you can pray to him and somehow come through it. 877-876-PHIL.
I can?
Just hold on. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.